guys, we kind of like it. And what we want to do is every Friday night, we want to go live right here on YouTube as well as Facebook. And when you're talking about different projects and things like that, we're doing it right here on Bubba's Garage. But tonight, we're going to talk about something a little bit different. And that is, well, is now a good time to buy a Jeep? Is it a good time to buy any car for that matter? And honestly, I kind of got mixed feelings about it. But I really want to hear what you guys think and what your opinions might be on it. And I don't know if you guys have taken the opportunity to go out and look at Jeep's website and look at some of the incentives and things that they are offering. But I'm not going to lie, I'm slightly disappointed. I mean, really, what are your thoughts, babe? I mean, we've done the research. We've dug into this a little bit. And I'm not feeling too fuzzy about it, right?
Yeah, I'm not really seeing a lot going on as far as really good deals out there. What I have seen is pretty much standard across the board for, you know, every dealership. And there's not a lot out there that's driving people to, oh my gosh, that's a great deal. I need to run out and buy that while it's on sale or there's that really good deal going on.
Yeah, you know, so Cody pops up here and he says, anytime is a good time to buy a Jeep. And, you know, I kind of almost agree with that if you didn't already have three. But you're absolutely correct. I mean, think about it. I mean, some of those incentives and things like that that they're offering right now on the Jeeps, if you get a Sport S, Sahara, Overland, any of those, you know, you're talking about some pretty decent deals. But here's the thing. If you go out to their website and you just go to Jeep.com, you pull it up, they advertise, 0%, 84 months, something like that. And you think, oh man, this is going to be a great deal. This is going to be a great day to buy a Jeep. Not so much. You click on the button is not for Wranglers. It's not for Gladiators. So I was really disappointed in that. Now they do still offer some deals and I've seen dealerships offer some more discounted deals on Jeeps, but the Wrangler is not a part of the main Jeep incentives. I mean, babe? I think it still offers like no payments for 90 days or something like that. But that's all I'm seeing.
Yeah, they do have on select Jeeps out there. You know, we pulled up our local Jeep dealership website. And a few of the mostly sports, like you were saying, have the low interest or 0% financing. But the thing that's consistent is the catch is you have to use the manufacturer's financing to be able to get those kind of deals. So the key here is to get that manufacturer's financing, will you have the credit to get that financing availability? And so it kind of feels like it's a get you in the door and see how everything goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So Cody mentions, you know, hey, look, you know, if I can buy a Jeep and drive it for 6 months for free, you know, I think that's a great idea because we want to get our hands on a couple more Jeeps, especially if we can get our hands on them for 6 months. I mean, We manufacture some Jeep products right here on Bubba's Garage. And if we can get our hands on a couple of Gladiators, that'd be really nice. But my problem is I don't think they're going to take them back after the fact. And honestly, though, I mean, realistically, looking at this for just a minute, there are some pretty decent incentives if you're not going to the top of the line. You know what I mean? I mean, if you're not going to the top of the line, you can actually save anywhere between $50 and $100 a month. And honestly, that's a pretty good savings over time, right? I mean, that's a really good savings over time. You know, Drillbit mentions right here, says that, you know, want a new Gladiator, $67,000. And, you know, honestly, Drillbit, I've been looking at the same thing. I mean, you know, Bubba, right here on Bubba's Garage, I'm always looking for a good deal on another Jeep. And those Gladiators are, you know, for $67,000, let me ask you this, Drillbit. For $67,000 for a Jeep Gladiator Rubicon, Cody, Lone Star, any of you guys out there, Kyle, if for $67,000, would you honestly go out and buy a Gladiator? Or would you look at something like the Power Wagon? Or maybe, maybe the Raptor. I mean, babe, so if you had $67,000, would you get a Gladiator, a Power Wagon, or a Raptor?
Well, I'm not a huge truck person as it is, so that's a little hard to say. But looking at the three, if I'm looking at spending $67,000, I would probably go more like the Power Wagon, where it has a little bit more capability for the money that you're spending on it.
Yeah, you know, that's a good one, babe. You did really good on that. I mean, because honestly, for $67,000, you're going to buy the top of the line Power Wagon first off, the first off and foremost, the top of the top of the top. You got front and rear lockers. You got the whole nine yards. Now you're only going to get, I think, what is a Power Wagon rated at about 10,000 pounds tow rating. So the tow rating is going to be a little bit lower, but for 67, honestly, I bet you could probably go out and buy a 2019 closeout for probably about $10,000 less than that. So, drill bit, I'm totally with you. I kind of agree with Gladiator, man, $67,000 for a Gladiator mid-size pickup. Yeah, I got mixed feelings. Give me a call when they start offering a little bit more incentives, right? I'm not Lone Star, cough, cough. Yeah, I'm just having a really hard time with that one. Power Wagon, I might consider though. I might consider not a Gladiator for $67,000. Well, you know, so Cody says, I wouldn't. I still like the Wranglers more. I would go for the F-350 King Ranch for that kind of money. You know, man, Cody, you're spot on. I mean, you can get a really nice F-350, full one-ton pickup all day long for that kind of money. Now you may not get all the fancy bells and whistles with the lockers and off-road capabilities, but you can get a really nice pickup. So, babe, I mean, really, I mean, are we seeing, well, outside of Jeeps, right? We're talking about Ford, GM, Toyota, all the others out there. I mean, are we seeing any really good? I mean, we're hearing this stuff in the news like crazy, right? I mean, are they really having good deals at all?
Well, what I've been seeing in the news lately has been more of a, not a huge, you know, discount on the cost of the vehicles, but more of a, here's a safety for you with everything that's going on in the world right now. Feel safe to come and buy a new car, meaning that they're offering a lot more of the low interest, no interest for a certain period of the term, if not the full term. They're pushing a lot more leased cars rather than buying the cars. They're offering things like that. The big one is the deferred payments or even the payment protection plans. A lot of the manufacturers are offering that payment protection where even if you have your job now when you buy the car, if in 3 months the economy or COVID-19 causes you to lose your job, they'll cover you for a certain period of time, almost like gap insurance. But that's really the biggest thing. I really don't see the car manufacturers, you know, really feeling that, oh, we got to move some cars enough to actually come up with a huge incentive deal that's just going to blow your mind.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go back to this comment from Lone Star about buying used. You know, I feel like if you're going to buy, that's where you should buy. And there's a multitude of different reasons. I mean, think about it. Our dealers out there are struggling. Right here around us, the dealers really don't have any good deals anyway. And they never really do. But buying used is huge, right? So one, you can get in, get a good deal because they need to turn the car anyway. But at the same time, you know, those used cars, they get crazy trade-in value on those used cars. So buying used, you might be able to keep your local dealer in business a little bit. I definitely think that's something worthy of considering. And you know how it is. I mean, you buy a new vehicle and we're guilty of it. We've done it. Buy a new vehicle and you know, within you know, 6 months, or I mean, the minute you drive it off the car lot, right, it's not worth much. So yeah, that's just the way it is. I'm not getting rid of any of my Jeeps, but I'd really love to find a good deal on a Gladiator or another Wrangler for that matter. Where am I going to put it? I don't know. We might have to move out Project Runway. I'm not really sure, but I would love to find a really good deal on a Jeep. But I'm from a Jeep standpoint, I'm not seeing the deals there. And honestly, you know, I kind of almost feel cheated. And I know that's probably weird, but they're promoting and they're advertising this discount and these things. But the fact of the matter is they're not. Come on, let's put some of these discounts on a Wrangler. Let's put some of these discounts on a Rubicon. Then you're probably going to find folks like myself and others that are ready to step up from a normal Wrangler, Sport or Sahara or Overland to the next model. But you know, even Ford. Right, babe. So we were looking at that earlier today, and Ford, Raptors are not an option. Raptors are not an option. There's no incentive there. Right now, you may be able to get the F-150 0% for 36 months, but a Raptor, you're talking about, you know, well, you could buy a cheap Raptor for what, 56,000, 60,000, high-end Raptor, more like the $70,000+. And of course, if you look at a Shelby Raptor, then well, now you're talking closer to about $100,000-$120,000. I'm just not seeing the deals out there. And maybe there's other ones that you've found out there that have some better deals. You know, we've talked about Jeep, we've talked about Ford. You guys out there, are you seeing any discounts offered maybe by the dealers in your area? Let us know. Leave us a comment down below. We'd love to check it out and talk about it. But babe, are you seeing any other manufacturers offering any significant discounts?
Not really. Not from the manufacturer standpoint. We looked up our local dealerships, and they have on certain models, certain vehicles, they have some fairly decent deals. Just they're kind of more the same kind of deals you'd expect towards the end of the year for the closeout. Does that make sense? So it's like there's not a lot of manufacturers discounts or anything like that going on. Now, going back to the buy used from Lone Star Rider, these a lot of the manufacturers are actually offering these same interest, low interest, no interest, and deferred payments on used cars as well. So that's an even bigger reason to go ahead and buy used. So when you look one side to the other, yeah, if that could be a viable option.
Yeah, I've heard that they were working with some local, and forget it, what is it, like Capital Credit and things like that. Basically, your local credit unions and things like that to be able to offer incentives and stuff like that. But I mean, honestly, you know, they're not making a lot of them right now, right? There's a lot of them closed. So maybe this is a premature conversation. You know, maybe later they're going to offer some better deals. You know, I believe in, you know, helping out our dealers out there and things like that. And I know, I just feel like some of the marketing and some of the hype behind all of this with the dealer, not dealers, sorry, the actual manufacturer, you know, I feel like a lot of that is kind of like almost false advertising. I know it's not really, because they always have the asterisk with all the disclaimers and things like that, but I feel like it's roping you in the door. Yeah, I read an article the other day. Somebody went out and they actually bought a Jeep. They were very disappointed to find out that that wasn't a part of the 0% 84 month program. And you know, I get it. It's probably their fault. They should have done their due diligence. But I mean, when you look at the ads and the commercials and things like that, they don't tell you that crap, right? You got to read the fine line. And right now, nobody wants to get out. But if you can get a good deal, you can get a good deal. So you know, I have to ask this, and you know, right now, as it sits today, babe, would you buy a new car? Or would you buy a new car, a Jeep, anything? Or would you just wait, right? Tell me a little bit about what you would do and why.
Well, right now, I would probably say I would wait for a lot of reasons. One would be, like I said before, I really don't feel like the car manufacturers are feeling that push to moving cars just yet. A lot of people are being very reluctant to spend the money on buying cars. And, you know, you're worried about, will my job be affected? You know, what if I can't make that car payment? And eventually these car manufacturers are going to, I feel like, are going to start feeling that downhill slide of car sales. And you'll start seeing more and more of these high incentives to come in and buy now. They're already offering online purchasing, where pretty much everything can be done online, which is great. It's very convenient. They're offering these incentives, the low financing, the deferred payments. Honestly, if I went out and bought a car today, even if I got the deferred payments, I would probably still make my payments as long as I could, because deferring that payment is just prolonging paying off your vehicle. And then next thing you know, you get 6 months deferred payments, and now your vehicle has already lost value that you just purchased, and it's going to decrease even more in value for not making those payments. So I would hold off on buying a new Jeep, new vehicle, anything for a little bit longer and see how the manufacturers respond to everything that's going on.
You know, Lone Star says hold, no money. Yeah, that's a very valid point, right? Cody says I would hold for many reasons. And, you know, so I'm going to take a different approach than this, because I think you guys probably already figure out how I truly, truly feel about it. But I mean, let's look at this realistically for just a minute. A lot of people could be without jobs already right now. There are people without jobs. There could be more people without jobs in the next 30 days to several months. And so if buying a new car is something that you think you should do, I would ask that, you know, you evaluate your financial situation, evaluate your job and things like that, and make sure that, you know, you are in a very comfortable spot to be able to make that decision. One thing you don't want is someone to turn off and buy a new car and then be in that position to where they don't have a choice but to use that 3 months or that 6 months. And this is where Lone Star Rider kind of mentioned earlier, you know, buying used might be the best bet, because there are some people that still need a new car, desperately need a new car before the whole COVID-19 thing ever came into play, and still could actually benefit from actually getting a new car. The only thing that I ask is that you make a good judgment call, right? I mean, if you're going to buy, don't go high end. Take advantage of the 0%, 84 months, what have you, and get something more in lines of this, you know, a sport. Well, I say a sport, you're not going to get the 0 to 84 on a sport, but other Jeep related type vehicles, things like that. But honestly, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not buying a new car. I'm not going to buy a new car. And honestly, I probably won't buy a new car after this, but I promise you, one thing that I do almost once a week is I check the prices of all of the Raptors, as well as the Power Wagons, and the TRD Pros, right? The Toyotas, and Jeeps, obviously. And I keep watching the market. Hey, man, I you know, if a great deal passes by and I'm in a position to do so, maybe I'll talk. You know, Drillbit mentioned earlier, you know, $67,000 on a Gladiator. Well, let me ask you this, Drillbit. If you could buy a Gladiator, if a Gladiator was on sale today for $50,000, would you think about it? And I'm not saying that you have to go buy it. My question is would you seriously think about buying a Gladiator today if its normal price is $67,000 and now it's $50,000? Would you actually do it?
So would that push you over the edge to go ahead and make that decision to, that's it, I'm buying it?
Yeah. Yeah. So Corey says I'd buy a motorcycle. Yeah. You know, a motorcycle is a great option if you could pay cash, because honestly, that's kind of the deal, right? I mean, in the end, going into debt during this time is a scary thought. So, I'll believe that it's the right time for some people. Personally, for me, I don't believe it's the right time. I believe that if you can stock away, save money as much as you can right now. Prepare for the aftermath. We don't know what's going to happen during this time. Guys, I mentioned this previous on our last live stream, and I think Bobby could talk about it too. But, you know, look, businesses that are impacted by, we're going on 4 or 5 weeks here of lockdown. Businesses that are truly impacted in 4 or 5 weeks, it could take them months, and I mean up to possibly a year to recover. So just because things are opening up and going back to work, there's businesses have this recovery time, right? So it's going to take a while to feel safe again, right? So I think I'd play my cards close to my heart right now. And unless you're in desperate need and you truly, truly need, I'd probably kind of hang tight just a tad. Ron, $67,000 for the Gladiator. I'd like one, but not at that price. Yeah. So the question is, Ron, would you buy a Gladiator for $50 today, right? Everything.
That's a big question. Would you do it?
Would you do it today? That's what I want to know. I want to hear from all of you. If you saw the Rubicon fully loaded, because 67 is a pretty decently decked out Gladiator. If you saw it today for $50,000 at your local dealership, not used, brand spanking new, some sort of made up incentives, would you buy it today? $50,000? Babe, would you buy one for $50,000? Would today?
For Gladiator, I already said I'm not a huge truck person. But if it was that big of a deal, I would probably consider it. I was reading Drillbit's comment at the bottom, and that's a very valid point. I would if I could get the payments I wanted, and they gave me a good deal on my Wrangler. That's a whole nother can of worms you're opening up here. That's talking about trade-in value. Think about the economy right now. Do you really think a lot of these car dealerships are going to be cashing out money for used trade-ins? That's a whole nother subject right there.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, so Ron, yeah, I mean, think about it. You know, if you go in there and you're going to pay $50,000 for the Gladiator, and then you turn around and they give you $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, depending on where you're at in your vehicle. Yeah, you might actually be in a really good boat. And I think Bobby kind of hit it on something I'm really curious of is, you know, what would the trade-in values be like right now? I mean, what are the banks turning over? Honestly, that's truly something that I haven't checked into. So I'd be really curious to talk to somebody recently that's done a trade-in, if they're getting decent trade-in values or not. So RT Rolf says, $50,000. I would sell my Raptor and trade my JK. So that's the way I feel about it, guys. I mean, I'm just being honest. I feel like, you know, they're saying you get good deals, but I mean, are you really getting a good deal? The Rubicon is still $67,000. I mean, yeah, okay, maybe you might, and I don't know this, I'd have to double check, but you might get 0% for 36 months, or is that forward? But it's still $67,000. It's not a sale, you know? So, you know, these guys are coming out and they're like, you know, maybe, you know, we're running all this fancy sales. No, you're not. You're not. You're getting people to think and talk. And here's the thing. Today, most people, when they go into the dealership, it's easier to walk away when you don't get the deal that you want. Or no, let me rephrase that. It's easier to walk away today because it's over the phone. But if you're in there in person, you've already sat in that ride, you like it, it's comfortable and you love it, you're probably going to take the deal and you're going to run, meaning the $67,000, and pay interest and everything else.
Yeah, you're sitting there looking at the car that you just fell in love with, because you know how it is. Car dealerships are nothing but windows, and they pull that car right up front. They park it right there. So while they're doing their paperwork, you're sitting there just picturing yourself driving this off from the lot. So now with everything online, it's a little bit easier to say, oh, those numbers just aren't going to work too well for me.
Yeah. And Ron kind of hinted on this. I mean, you know, so I don't think right now is a good time period. And I almost feel like it's a slap in the face to even offer the incentives and rope people into thinking that, you know, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, it's not really false advertising. I think it's just misleading. I get it. People need to do their homework and study those things and understand that a little bit better. But I my stance today would be hold. Don't buy. Don't buy. Protect yourself. More importantly, protect your family. Hang on to your money. If you don't need the vehicle, don't buy it. Stash money. Save. We don't know what is going to happen in the next several months. And like I mentioned before, companies are going to take a while to recover. We own several companies ourselves. We know what we're talking about. It's going to take a while for those businesses to recover. Some 1 week down could be a 1 month recovery. Some could 1 week down could be months in recovery. And honestly, the manufacturers here are going to feel it a lot when the time goes on. And, you know, that brings up another quick point that I want to mention. Model year in closeout deals have usually been better than what I'm seeing today.
That is true. We have seen a lot better deals for Model N's than we're seeing right now. And Ron's Beer Reviews and Tools, actually, I'd like to point this out because he kind of hit the nail on the head. Believe me, I would love to have a Gladiator, but security is what my family needs now. Yeah, everybody would like to have the new toy. Everybody would love to have the new vehicle. But you also have to stop and think, you know, is it really worth spending that money and wishing you didn't later? You know, because with everything going on, like what you were saying, businesses are going to take time to recover. You might be okay right now in your job, but 6 months from now, 8 months from now, what is that going to look like?
You know, again, I would hold, I guess you would say that you're going to hold, right? So that's our recommendation right here from Bubba's Garage. And it may or may not be the best, as you guys know, right here on Bubba's Garage. We do the best that we can with what we have, and this is what we know it's best to hold. That's our two cents. So, guys, you know, we're going to wrap up this live show tonight, and I just want to say thank you all so much for coming out and hanging out with us. I know it was only for 30 minutes. We're kind of playing around with this thing. We would like to do more of this each and every Friday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on YouTube as well as Facebook. If you guys have some topics that you would like for us to cover, or you would like to be a guest on the show right here on Bubba's Garage, please do me a favor. Reach out to us on bubbasgarage.tv. Send us a comment through there. We have a contact us page. We'd love to hear from you, and maybe we can get something set up in the future. Right now, I have no clue what the next topic is going to be next Friday night. But if you want to find out, do me a favor. Definitely like this video. Slam the crap out of the like button because, well, that's kind of how we know if this is any good or beneficial to you guys. More importantly, subscribe and stick around for the next episode. Guys, we have a video coming out Tuesday. If I can wrap it up this weekend. But we'll see. I got to paint the galley box for the galley build. And then I got to get working on our chuck box as well as our spice rack. So definitely stick around for that video coming up here Tuesday. Guys, have a wonderful evening. We'll see you again next time. Good night, everybody.
Good night.